I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Staycation. It's one of those newfangled words that's caught on fast. A vacation is when you vacate. You take off, you stay in a hotel or camp out or see the sights. A staycation as well. You got it. With soaring gas prices and plane tickets, this was supposed to be the summer of staying at home. But was that prediction off the mark? If you're thinking about traveling soon or for the winter holidays, what should you keep in mind? With us to talk about both of those issues, we've got Madeline Nunn, senior travel agent with the Richmond, Virginia branch of the American Automobile Association, or AAA. Hi, Madeline.
How are you?
I'm great. So back in May, a Rand McNally survey found that two-thirds of Americans planning road trips this summer said they would shorten their trips or cancel them altogether. Summer is wrapping up, so what actually panned out?
Well, actually, the staycation thing is sort of a myth, so to speak, because Americans are traveling. They're traveling because they're hardworking and they need the rest and the revitalization. They need this vacation. So what we're finding is that they're not staying home per se. Some of them are just staying a little closer to home. And sometimes they're limiting the length of time that they may take for this vacation.
Well, give me an example. Since you deal with people who are trying to plan their trips, give me an example of someone you talked to who changed their behavior at least a little bit.
All right. What they may do, they may decide to, instead of using a car or air travel, they may decide to use Amtrak. We've seen a very large increase in train travel. They may decide to travel off peak times versus peak time because the price will be slightly less. They may decide to stay in a 2 or 3 diamond resort rather than staying in a 4 or 5 diamond resort, which can bring the price down also. So those are some of the things they're doing. Limiting the time, maybe if they had planned 7 nights, they may just take 5 nights, but they're going to take that vacation nevertheless.
Traveling can be expensive for families that have kids because obviously it can be a whole bunch of people that you need to take care of, not just one or two. So did anything change for families in particular?
Well, some families have decided to drive. And what we have found out is that driving approximately is only going to cost them maybe $20 more per se to drive on a vacation this year than it did last year, unless you're driving across country, that is. So it's only about $20 more, basically. And some people have decided instead of putting all the family on a plane, they may drive to a vacation. They may take a spot that may be a little closer to home also, and that will decrease the cost of the trip.
Of course, where you go can make a big difference in what you spend. If you go to New York City on vacation, you're going to spend one amount of money. If you go camping, you might spend a very different amount of money. Do you see people making choices on that level as well?
Definitely. Right now, because New York City is still a very high-ticket item, and it's a high-ticket item because of the influx of Europeans, basically, with their dollar, Euros being so high in relationship to the dollar. So some of our very noted places to spots to go, like Washington, D.C. and New York City, that the cost of the hotels have not decreased. But if you're taking somewhere like places that are local, Nashville, Tennessee, perhaps, Myrtle Beach, perhaps, some of those places, you will see people traveling too, and the price has not increased as much, or it's sometimes because they're not getting the influx of travelers, their price may even be a tad lower than what the big cities are.
So let's talk a little bit about the short term and the long term. The short term is that we're still in summer, and thank goodness for that, enjoying ourselves, wrapping it up. If people want to go and get a great last-minute vacation in, what are some things they should think about?
Well, they need to be flexible, number one, because you may have your mind and heart set on something. And what we found is a lot of cruises right now, they're not at such a bargain because it's kind of the last-minute wrap-up, the last hurrah. So you have to be flexible in whatever you're going to do because what you may want to do may not be available. So if you can be flexible, if it's seven nights you want and maybe only the 4 nights is available, then that's what you may have to do. If you want to maybe go to the Caribbean and that may not be possible, maybe Myrtle Beach, Nags Head, somewhere like that may be something. on the West Coast, they have places that will be close to them, too, like San Diego, instead of taking that long trip that you might want to go, maybe going down to the San Diego Zoo or something like that. They can do that, and that's within their range. And once again, the resorts that you stay at, they definitely play a large part in the course of your trip. So you may want to think about, you know, not staying at that 2 or 3 diamond property and staying, the 4 or 5 diamond property and staying at the 2 or 3 diamond property.
What about winter travel? Some people are already planning and buying tickets for the Christmas and winter holidays. Other people are like, what do you mean? It's, you know, it's the middle of summer. What do you think?
Yes. Planning in advance is definitely a plus. The number one reason is that you're going to get what you want. A lot of people feel that they can just lay back and wait and get that bargain. Well, that bargain for holiday travel per se is really a myth. And so you need to plan early. Plan as early as you possibly can. You need to be flexible. Flexible with your days. Flexible with your destination even. Look for alternative destinations, because if where you want to go is not available, I'll take a place like the Atlantis down in the Bahamas. It fills up very quickly, and even though it's a very high-priced resort, it still fills up very quickly. So you need to have an alternative there for you, and that's one thing you need to do, alternatives and be flexible. Planning ahead is a plus, too. Right now, you know, people may think this is in advance. It's not in advance. We do have AAA members who have planned as far back as January of this year for their holiday travel.
Wow. Uh-huh. Just quickly, we've been hearing about airlines cutting back on capacity. Do you think some travel routes will just fill up, period?
I'm hoping that they won't fill up, period. But you do need to be aware that they have cut back tremendously. And one thing we're telling people, like I said, number one, to book early. Number two, to be patient. And number three, to give yourself a lot of time. There's so many changes that this industry has seen within the last 7-8 months, really. And due to the fact that airlines are consolidating with each other, code sharing, there's less planes out there than there used to be. So you need to make those plans as early as you can. And once again, I said flexibility is the key right now. Make your plans early. Call your travel agent, of course. Make your plans early.
All right. Well, Madeline, really appreciate the help. Thank you.
Definitely my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Madeline Nunn, senior travel agent with the American Automobile Association in Richmond, Virginia.